Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主圣名啊，在这边呢啊正道。
This morning, the topic is with the coming, with overcoming the wave and the wind.
今天早上想以克服风浪啊这个题目与大家来一起勉励。
This is a fifth miracle, written by the beloved the disciple of Jesus Christ in the book of John.
这是在约翰福音里面所记载啊第五个主耶稣所行的神迹。
Life, there's many different kind of wave and wind blow, into our life.
在我们的实际生活当中呢，我们也会遭遇许多不同的风浪。
But still, we still struggle, and we have to stand strong, so that we can experience of Jesus Christ.
但是在这风浪当中，我们还是必须要继续要来对抗，来体验神。
And Jesus Himself come to this world. He had to face many different kind of trial and different kind of difficulties.
就好像主耶稣他到世上来，他也是要面临许多的试炼。
In environments of during his time of ministry was very difficult.
在他当时候，他的传道的环境是非常困难的。
Most of the religious leaders against him.
当时的大部分的宗教领袖都是在反对他
的。The one that he loved the most, most of the people against him.
也是当时候的一般的人也都是反抗他的。
So his life was as a kind of a lonely life.
所以他的一生是非常孤独的一生。
But easily himself will look at the other people, so that his emotion can easily be reflected by other people.
所以他的他的感情可以从他那些他所教的那些民众人民当中能够反映出来。
But he never looked at other people's body. When he's through his life, he looked at God and holding him with a prayer.
所以当他在他在遇到这些困难的时候，他会紧紧的抓住神。
So he overcome the all kind of wave and difficulties, and so he became himself the strong, firm himself, and he accomplished all the given mission from God.
所以他才能够克服在世上所碰到这些风浪能够完成神所交托的工作。
After Jesus fed 5,000 people, and since the people trying to force him to be the king of the nation.
当他在完成了那个喂饱五千人的神迹之后呢，他就拜。
He himself withdraw himself, go to the mountain.
百姓要拥护他当王，可是他就要这时候退到山上去。
And he himself to be alone, he pray to God.
在那边他独自一个人在那边向神祷告。
At the moment he sent his disciple to the other side on the way.
在那时他也差遣他的门徒到湖的另外一边。
Through the whole night he meditate himself and he pray to God.
在那一个晚上他一个人在那边静静的向神祷告。
Being alone to be strong requires a great strength.
要独自一个人而且又坚强必须要有很大的力量勇气。
We can say life is lonely.
我们可以说这个人生是孤单的。
But because of God is with us,
但神与我们同在。
What kind of difficulties will come upon us, but still we can penetrate the difficulties.
所以虽然很多的困难我们遭遇到，但是我们还是能够克服。
We do not have to think about the other people's around us, that we don't have to be sensitively reactive about others, but we can look at God.
我们不需要考量别人怎么做，但是我们有神的帮助，我们可以能够克服。
So we can stand alone with God.
所以我们能够 站起来，因为有神的帮助。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音十四章。
Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 and 23.
十四章的二十二节到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 and 23.
马太福音十四章二十二节到二十三节。
And immediately he made a disciple get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And after he had sent the multitude away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. These two verses, when I read these two verses, I bring up the image how you know, there's a mountain and there's a darkness come upon and he himself on the mountainside.
当我读到这两段经节的时候，我就在想象那时候的状况，在黑暗当中群山环绕，然后他一个人独自上到山上去。
I can see the feels like there's like a lonely eagles there with the gain the strength and but the one that they're you know they with a full a strong wing can to be alone to what a cut. It's hard to explain because my own language can I can explain. But anyway, the feeling I can feel that there's a lonely lions and lonely eagles kind of.
我可以想象，就好像一只很孤单的飞鹰在那个晚上然后有这个风在那吹，然后它这边高飞。
A true winner's image.
这是
true Christian's image.
这是一个真正的信徒的应该有的这个形象。
And spiritual great man, we can say.
或者说一个在属灵里面的一个强人应该有的这种形象。
Many times because our emotion and our feeling, many times we consider it reflect by the other people.
照若我们以我们的以感情来讲，我们都是常会会反映到在别人的身上。
Yeah, man's nature is very sensitive.
因为人的本性是非常的感性的。
But when I look at this image, when I think about this image, that this is the image of a great spiritual man's image.
当我在想象这一段经节的时候，这是一个很大的一个印象。
He's like he's the image of like a strong person, the real inner strong person's image. I can find out from these passages.
我可以从这边可以读到耶稣他的形象是一个很强的一个印象，在这个经节里面。
This times after feed 5,000, and then he to be alone, he pray, and then he sent his disciple to the boat and send them away.
他刚刚喂饱了五千人。然后他又差遣他的门徒到别的地方去，这时候他就一个人。
And、Jesus knew that his disciple on the way journey to the cruise and on the sea, they will face the kind of a strong wind and the wave come upon to them. It bother them and also it give them a great fear on the way of their journeys.
主耶稣知道他们在那些信徒出去的时候，他们坐在船上，他们会遭遇到风浪。
And at the same time, when we look at this passage, we can feel that the Jesus Christ, when he went up to the mountain, he prayed for his disciples.
我们可以从这边经节可以读到，主耶稣他到山上去，他是在为他的门徒祷告。
Of course, the Bible doesn't say that.
虽然圣经上没有这么讲。
But he knows what happened to his disciples.
但他知道他的门徒所要遭遇的。
And but here, when we look at the passage right after that, and we can see that he's a disciple on the way, and they meet the great winds and the wave.
所以在接下来经节，我们就可以读到他的门徒们遇到了风浪。
Let's look at the continue to look at the verse 24. From 24, yeah.
十四章马太福音十四章二十四节。
But that the boat was already many stadia away from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walked on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were frightened, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." 28. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and come toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hands and took hold of him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind stopped. And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are certainly God's sons."
到33节,
I read until verse 33. we can understand that this instance is considered as a great miracle because Jesus walked on the water.
我们可以看出这是一个主耶稣所行的神迹，因为主在水面上行走。
Before Jesus walked on the water, first he prayed for his disciple.
主耶稣在走海面之前，他是在为门徒祷告。
And also let them experience this kind of a struggling and on their way of the journeys.
他让这些门徒在他们的行程当中遭遇到大风浪。
And when we look at this passage, when the disciple and their boat have facing such kind of winds and kind of wave. I mean, maybe this is their image of their future of their life.
门徒们他们所搭的船遇到了大风浪，这可以说是可以比成就是他们将来所要面对的一些在世上的一些风浪。
We know the life of Christians, the life of disciples, have to go through all the difficulties.
因为我们基督徒的人生都是要经历很多的困难。
I think that this training can remind them later on when they receive the Holy Spirit, they start to preach the gospel, they face a lot of difficulties.
所以这样的经历让他们训练他们有信心能够来求圣灵的带领。
Because when they receive the power from the above, they feel like they can do everything.
因为将来他们面临这些困难的事情的时候，有这样经验，他就能够面对。But
once they get out of the reality, they preach the gospel is totally different.
当然呢，他们将来也要面临在宣道上面，这当然是不一样的困难。Physically,
emotionally, psychologically, they have to meet the difficulties.
在身体的状况上，或是在心灵、精神上面，他们都要遭遇到很多的困难。
But this instance helping them to that this experience give them a true courage and give them a true inspiration.
但是这样他们所面临这样的一个风浪，让他们有一个经验，有一个信念，让他们有真正的勇气。
When we look at the book of Acts, when the Peters and when they were in a prison, he can sleep very soundly.
我们在使徒行传，我们读到彼得他们在监狱里面能够睡得很安详。
And such a prison is not like a nowadays a prison, a lot of air conditioning and a heating system there.
那时候的监狱并不像现在监狱还有一些空调系统。
One of the worst conditions, one of the worst situation, they are situated, but they can have a sound sleep.
他们在监狱里面是一个最糟糕的状况，可是他们却能够安详的。So
where does such kind of great confidence and great comfort can come from their heart to let them have such a peaceful heart, that remain a peaceful heart?
所以他们从哪边来有这么大的信心？ 让他们能够这样的安详在监狱里面呢？
Maybe this kind of experience is helping them.
或许就是这样，在马太福音14章，在这样的经验来帮助他们。
You know that even the Paul and Silas, when they are captured in the prisons, they can even sing him.
就好像保罗、希拉他们在监狱里面也能够在那边诗颂赞美神。
Because they went through this kind of experience.
因为他们经历过这样子的经验。
They went through the, they overcome the waves and overcome the winds, so they can see the Jesus Christ.
他们克服了风浪，所以他们看到了神。
Look at the life of, we go back to life of Jacob in the Old Testament.
我们回去看看啊，雅各啊，他的一生。
And when the Bible says, when Bible says, God always claimed that I am the father, I am the father of, of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
我们常读到说，神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
When Jacob's life, when we look at, look back to Jacob's life, he goes through many difficulties.
我们看雅各他的一生我们可以发现到他经历很多的苦难。
Because his tendency is trying to rely on himself.
因为他一直都想要靠他自己。
He is smart enough to trying to handle his life his own ways.
他很聪明，所以他能够靠他自己来经历的，他觉得他能够靠他自己来克服这些困难。
But God training him.
但是神在训练他。
God purposely let him, let him out of the land of Canaan.
神他是有目的的有计划让他离开这个迦南。
Under the his uncle's Laban's place.
让他到他的舅舅拉班的家里去。
We know the personality of Laban is can compare with Jacob's.
拉班的他的个性他的本质也是一样，可以比跟雅各来比较。
Jacob cannot beat the Laban.
雅各他没有办法击败这个拉班。
Because Laban is more smarter than the Jacob.
因为这个拉班比他更聪明、更狡猾。
He eventually learned that he himself to start to rely on God.
他后来雅各他后来能够学习到能够来真正来仰赖神。
About 20 years, God trained him.
有二十年的时间，神在训练他。
And on the way journey to back to land of Canaan.
所以他在回到迦南的路程当中。
Before he cross over the Jabbok River, before he meet his brother,
Esau. 所以他在渡过这亚伯渡口。要见他的哥哥以扫。
He wrestled with the man of God.
他在那边与神摔跤。
It is a great struggle.
那是一个很大的一个挣扎。
He knows that there's a great, great coming of a wave.
他在那时候所遇到的是一个很大的一个风浪。
It can be jeopardize his life when he meet his brother.
他可能会碰到很大的。问题当他面对他的哥哥以扫的时候。
But he holding the man of God.
但是他紧紧抓住神。
But when he holding the man of God, he wrestle with the man of God, he start to still he rely on himself.
所以他在跟那个人摔跤的时候，他紧紧的抓住他。
Bible says that the man of God, the Jacob prevailed the man of God.
圣经里面讲说，雅各他摔跤。
But logically, it's impossible the man of God can be prevailed by the Jacobs.
在我们的这个思想里面这个神人不应该会输给这个雅各，或神不应该输给雅各。
It sounds like man of God is weaker than the Jacob.
但是我们从经节读起来那一个人好像比雅各还要弱。
But before the sunrise, because the man of God had to leave, so he touched the socket bone.
但就在天亮之前那个人要离开的时候，他就摸了雅各他的大腿一把。
The moment that Jacob cannot prevail the man of God anymore, that moment.
就在那个时刻，是雅各他没有办法。
The moment he had to rely on the man of God from then on.
也就在那个时刻之后呢，他必须要。来仰赖。
So the moments now he totally giving up himself.
也就在那个时刻，他完全的放弃了自己。
He asked for the blessing from the man of God.
他要向这个要求祝福。
And there the man of God changed his name from Jacob to Israel.
所以这个人也就是神，他改名雅各叫做以色列。
The name of Israel is the winner.
这个以色列也可以说是一个圣者。
Before he has his own names,
以前他有他自己的名字。
But when he himself was prevailed by the man of God, then his name was changed to the Israel.
但他就在被那个 神胜过的时候，被神胜过的时候，他被神改名叫做以色列。
This is how God changed and training His people.
啊，反而他成为一个得胜者。啊，所以说这也是神在训练人的一个方式。
When we look at the Israelites, how God trained them in this manner.
啊，我们可以看到神也是这样子在训练这以色列人。
When Israelites get out of the Egypt, the cross over the Red Sea.
啊，当以色列人他们出埃及过了这红海的时候
，These people's natures, of course, they belong to God.
啊，当然这些以色列人他们是属于神的。
But their life, their style, their lifestyle, and their way of understanding is still the same way like a slave way when they were in Egypt.
但他们的生活的方式或是他们的想法还是跟他们以前在埃及是一样的。
So that's not a winner's way. That's not the God's people's way of life.
所以这是我们啊这些属神的人啊的一种生活了。
So God decided 40 years during the wilderness, God wanted training them to be the person.Not the like belong to slave in the Egypt, but belong to God's one.
我们必须要像以色列一样，经过40年的操练，让他真正变成属于神的人。
So when they come reach to the land of Canaan.
所以当他们到达迦南地的时候
，Now they truly become the one they can the one that overcome the wave and the winds as a winner.They get into the land of Canaan, become a conquered land.
他们果然成为能够真正克服这些风浪啊的一个啊属神的人。
So God training us to be the as become a winner.
所以神他在训练我们，让我们真正能够成为个得胜者。
So when we look at this passage, these miracles, that we can see that God Jesus training His disciple to let them making them to shaping them.To be the winners.
啊，所以我们读这些经节，我们就可以学习到啊，啊，神都是在教导那些门徒，也是在教我们，能够啊，成为一个得胜者。
Let's look at the book of Deuteronomy. What the purpose of this training is?
我们来读一下《生命记》啊，来看看啊，这是怎样的一个训练呢
？Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2.
生命记的第二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 2.
第八章，生命记八章第二节。
Chapter 2 verse, chapter 8 verse 2 to verse, verse 2 and 3.
生命记八章第二节第三节。
And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you and testing you to know what was in your heart and whether...You would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with the manna, which you did not know, nor did your father know that he might make you understand that the man does not live by bread alone, but men live by everything that proceed out of the mouth of the Lord.I think this is the passage gave us understanding the why God training these people for 40 years in the wilderness.
从这两节我们就可以了解神为什么要在旷野训练以色列人40年。
The purpose of the God training them is because let them learn what is the true meaning of submission.
就是要训练这些以色列人什么叫做顺服。
And we look at human nature, so we do not like to submit.
我们人以我们的本性来讲哦，比较不愿意来顺服。
Good. When I look at my nature, I'm very rebellious too.
我们常常都是比较叛逆的。
I rebellious to my fathers many times.
就好像我都是比较不喜欢听从我的父亲的话。
And now I grown up, and now I have own children.
现在我长大了，那有我自己的孩子。
When is the most beautiful feeling? Is it when they do not submit to me?
最伤心、最痛苦的事就是他们不能够听从我的话。
So when they eat the eggs, and I share even my part to them, but later on they do not follow what I said, and I feel pain.
所以有时候当我在吃饭的时候，我想把我吃的部分呢分泄给他们，可是他们没有吃。
Because when I talk to them, when I ask them something that actually is a benefit to them.
有时候在问他们的时候，在教导他们的时候，其实在帮助他们。
But I can see even the such a 5-8 years, still they have their own way of understanding.
但是我却发现到在这些年来他们都是有他们自己的想法。
But I have a confidence I am better than them.
但是我有这种信心应该是比他们更加了解的。
But they do not understand that.
但他们没有办法了解这一点。
But submission to God is it may be similar way we can understand.
那同样的束缚神也是一样。
Many times we need to be trained ourselves.
我们必须要训练我们自己。
Go through the difficulties.
经历这些苦难。
And we can understand that we are not the one who can sustain our life.
让我们知道我们没有办法自己能够再过这么一生。
So when we follow him, then we can find our peace, and when we can sustain our life.
但是当我们发现到我们如果仰赖神的话，我们这生就可以走。
So submission and the rely on him, this is a very important teaching that through the 40 years of journey of wilderness.
所以顺服仰赖神这是。以色列人四十年所要写的功课。
And also let the his people to understand that the humility.
神也让他们了解到什么叫谦卑。
Your life is not belong to you.
你的生命并不是属于你自己。
Everything is the hands of everything is my hands.
所有的人的生命都在神的掌中。
One of the 40 years of journey, who feeding them, who sustain their life.God himself.
所以四十年来是谁在维持他们的生命，提供食物给他们吃呢？是神。
Now we can ask ourselves through our daily life, who truly feed us?
我们也可以问我们自己在我们日常生活当中是谁真正在养我们。
Of course, we go out to work and we get the salary, or through our business we get the profit and we sustain our life.
当然我们在外面工作赚钱养活我们自己。
But who provide us and God himself?
但是谁真正在供应我们呢？
Without humility, we cannot acknowledge God, then the life of Christian life is turned out very meaningless one.
所以没有谦卑我们的生命是没有意义的。
So God trained his people to go through the difficulties and harsh condition and go through the rough way. So let them understand the true feeder is me, not you.
所以神就是让这些以色列人走着最痛最艰苦的路在最困难的环境，
而
是要让他们晓得神才是真正的供应者。
Ultimate purpose of this training of rough way and the wave and through the wave and the winds is toshaping themselves to be making themselves to be the container so that when God can give them a blessing into their container.
所以神就是借了这些风浪操练在磨练这个塑造他们让他们成一个神所要的这个器皿。
Easily we can compare like a life of David and life of Solomon.
我们可以比较一下大卫还有所罗门的一生。
King David himself is molded by the trial and difficulties. His containers.
这个大卫的一生，他就是被神这样所磨练，所变成一个合神心意的一个。
When God bless in his life, he can contain the whole blessing in his containers.
所以当神赐给他福气的时候，他大卫他这个器皿能够包容神的。
But when God blessed Solomon.He cannot contain this blessing for the rest of his life.
但是呢，当神给所罗门恩典的时候呢，所罗门却没有办法完全的来装在他的器皿。
He's a man of wisdom.
他是一个有智慧的人。
But then in his life, have no experience.
但是他的生命当中却没有经验。
So cannot holding this blessing.
所以没有办法拥有这个神的这个恩典。
Actually, the blessing it turned to be is become as his own cursing for himself.
我们可以发现到这些神的恩典好像变成似乎对他的一个咒诅。
So we can understand the trial and difficulties, the wave and winds is like a in our life is like a container.
这些风浪我们所经历的就好像让我们就在塑化成一个神所要的一个器皿。
We're talking about the success in our society, in our life.
我们常常谈到我们在社会上的这个成功。
If we have honorability, you know, we received a high education, a very intelligent person, maybe we can successful life.
如果说我们有好的教育有好的这个能力。我想我们可以说是在社会上可以说是成功的。
But without the true character, cannot enjoy this success.
但是如果没有真正的
cannot maintain this success.
True.
Yeah, success. Character.
如果没有这个真正的这些本这个神所赐的这个那没有神所给我们这些性格的话。我们就没有办法成为一个真正的成功者。
So, reach to the success is important.
所以我们知道要成功很重要。
But then the most important thing is the maintaining of this success.
但是很重要的就是要能够保持。
Maintaining of success comes from the character.
要保持这个成功呢，必须要来自于这个神给我们这个性格。
One of a famous person become a successful man in the shoes industry.
有一个在制鞋工业一个很成功的一个人。
And he, from the scratch to up to become a millionaire.
他可以说是白手成家变成个百万富翁。
After he become a successful man, he put the frame. There's a words, three words there.
当他成功以后呢，他做了一个匾。
Every time when he get into his office, he can read this statement.
他在那边写了一些字。
First God.
神在第一位。
Second family.
家庭第二。
Third is my work.
工作第三。
So he has very clear about this order.
他对他的他对他这些顺序是非常的清楚的。
So true success, he can maintain this success because of this order.
能够真正的成功，就是因为他坚持他的这个顺序。
So come from the true understanding, his success can be maintained.
他真正的了解所以他的成功能够维持下去。
So I think it's when God trained 40 years and bring them into the land of Canaan's.That we can see that with he, they can conquer the land by the lead of the Joshua.
经过这40年在旷野的生活里面，他们进入在耶稣亚的带领之下，他们能够征服这个迦南地。
They can maintain their success in the land of Canaan. That's why.
They could
maintain.
这又是为什么他们能够维持他们的在迦南地的成功的原因。
So let us, because sometimes coming in, you know, God let us experience of wave and winds actually gives us a great chance to meet God and to be person to build up to maintaining our life to be successful Christian life.
所以神就是在让我们风浪当中能够真正来见到神来建立我们正确的这个基督徒的人生。
At the same time, when we look at the passage Matthew 14, because of John chapter 6 verse 15 to 21 and Matthew 14 22, this is the same story. So I pick up the Matthew part. But
我们在比较这个马太福音十四章还有约翰福音第六章里面，这故事基本上是一样的。
Let's look at the Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音十四章，来看一下。
Matthew chapter 14, verse 24 and 25.
十四章二十四节二十五节
24 and 25. Matthew chapter 14, verse 24 and 25.
马太福音十四章二十四二十五
But the boat was already many at this stadia away from the land.Battered by the wave, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. We can see the when Jesus come to approach to the disciple.
我们可以看见这边呢， 他神是耶稣他在海面走向门徒。
He mentioned about the fourth hour, which is about the very early morning, which is about 3-4 o'clock in the mornings.
这边提到说，这夜里四更天就是相当于三四点。
We can say during this time, you know, how much the all the disciples on the boat they struggle themselves there.
我们没有办法了解到有多少的门徒这时候他们在那边很惊慌。
Still there's a wave and still there's a wind blows, but Jesus come approach to them.
在那时候有大风大浪，但是耶稣在海面行走。
Most difficult times, most desperate time, but Jesus come up to show up to them.
就在这最困难最惊慌的时候呢，主耶稣走向他。
Sometimes we meet the difficulty. Sometimes we meet like a day, like a darkness.
有时候我们在遭遇到一些困难。
Under the harsh way of a situations, and we can see the Jesus Christ.
就在这很困难的环境当中，我们看耶稣。
Still, this is a stressful day.
但是这是一个还是一个
Still, we still under the stress of this kind of difficult and trial.
我们还是在这非常惊慌的时候，我们要经历过这样的过程。
But we can see the Jesus Christ.
但是我们却看到耶稣。
We can hear His voice.
我们可以听到他的声音。
This is where the let God purposely experience in this way.
这是神他有故意的、有目的的，让我们来经历。
Of course, Jesus can come to us as a peaceful day.
当然，主耶稣也可以在这些平安的时候来迎向我们。
But one day with the full of waves and the winds, and when we can see, we don't know what to do.
但是在这有风浪的时候，我们不晓得，我们惊慌的时候。
But such a day, we meet the Jesus Christ there.
在那个时刻，我们遇见神。
I'm sure most excitement is there.
这是一个非常兴
奋。I can feel the, you know, wow, you are there.
我们真正能够看到神就在我们最需要他的时刻显现，跟我们在一起。
I truly can appreciate the his existence.
所以我们真正能够感谢他的显现。
If you look at the book of Acts chapter 27, when the Paul was captured and he was sent to the Rome.
就在《使徒行传》23里面记载他保罗被抓去到罗马。
On the way his trial.
就在他被送去审判的时候。
This kind of winds is mostly is heavy enough to destroy the ship and the people let all the wipe them all the people away.
他也遭遇到风浪，甚至把船击毁了。
All the people in the ship they think it is impossible to go through.
所有在船上的人，他们都认为说不可能能够平安的度过。
Let's look at Acts chapter 27.
使徒行传27章。
Acts chapter 27, verse 20.
27章的《使徒行传》27章20节。
Chapter 27, verse 20. And since neither sun, chapter 27, verse 20. And since neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small storm was assailing us, from then on all hope of our being saved was...gradually abundant. This is a description of at that time the situation of this ship.
这就是在对当时他们所遭到状况的一个描述。
People realize there's a no more hope.
他们了解到他们得救的指望都已经绝了。
But now the Paul stood up to encourage them and comfort them.
但是我们发现到保罗却能够站出来。站在他们中间来勉励他们。
Because he met Jesus Christ.
因为他看到了神。
Let's look at 23 and 20, 23 to 25.
我们读23节到25节。
For this very night, the angel of God, to whom I belong and whom I serve, stood before me, saying, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesars, and behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you."Therefore, keep up your courage, man, for I believe God that it will turn out exactly as I have been told. We can see here the word very, it mentioned that the verse 23, for this very night the angel of God to whom I belong, whom I serve, stood before me.
就在那个时刻呢，保罗他看到他的所属所侍奉的神啊，他的使者就站在他的旁边。
It's such a stormy day, such a day like everybody's hope was abandoned at that time. The angel of God stood up in front of him.
在狂风大浪吹逼的时候，每一个人都失去指望的时候呢，保罗他却有天使站在他旁边来啊。
And give him comfort.
让给他加添信心。
Sometimes we meet the difficulties in our life.
有时候我们在生活上遇到一些困难。
Let us remember that we are chosen people.
我们必须要记得我们是被拣选的这个神的子民。
We do not belong to this world.
我们并不属于这个世界。
We belong to God.
我们是属于神的。
That's why when we kneel down to pray to God, we can say.My Father and our Father.
So, 当我们跪下来祷告的时候，我们可以说，我的父，我的神。
The wind, the situation, the wind blows and like a you know wave coming in, but he trying to secure us.
所以我们可以发现，保罗在这么大风大浪之下呢，他却能够站起来来勉励船上的那些。
The desperate day turned to be the hopeful day. Fear changed to peace.
所以我们看到。状况变成一个在危险当中却变成一个平安。
Because the Lord is our God and our Father.
因为神是我们的神，我们的父。
When you look at the Matthew chapter 14, there is another instant. There is same during that instance, we can see the action of the Peter's.
在马太福音十四章里面，我们可以看到彼得的反应。
We know this instance that the Peter, he's the he dare himself. If it is you, then you can ask me to come, walk on the water. So Jesus said, "Come." So he come out of the boat. He walk.
所以在二十八节十四章的二十八节二十九节，这边彼得说啊，主，如果是你。请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
It is a great courage.
这是他是有一个很大的勇气哦。
I thought about it. If there is a wind blow and wave coming in, and that there is a Jesus is of some distance.
如果我们可以想象这个状况，在我们在风浪当中，那主耶稣就从你的前面这样走过来。
If I were in the boat,
那我们在这个船里面。
I'm looking for the best seat that will, even though other people died, I am not the last one to die. Maybe looking for the where is the best seat, and maybe I sit down there. Even Jesus come, but I cannot stand up. I want to sit down on the boat.
所以我们会，即使是我们唱到，即使是耶稣走向我们，但是我们也会就找一个最好的位置坐在那边不敢像彼得这样子。
Well, because what the Peter is, his action is very different.
但是我们发现彼得他的反应却非常的不一样。
He just dared to say, stand up.
他却是很勇敢的这样站起来。
And I say, how is it possible he can do that? That's why he became a great apostle.
我们想他为什么会有这么大的勇气呢？但是我们可以知道，因此他成为最伟大一个使徒。
Nobody can dare to talk to Jesus, but he himself, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.
没有人，那时候每一个人都很害怕，除了这个彼得，他却很勇敢的说：“主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里。”
That's why in human history, only one person walked on the water.
这也是我们在人类的历史上所看到唯一的一个人。能够在海面上走。
He truly walked on the water.
他的确是在海面上走，彼得。
Then we can, so I learn from the here as true faith is the beyond our logics.
所以我们从这可以学，我从这边学习到这个真的信心是远超过我们能够想象。
If we constantly remain on our own human understanding,
如果我们满足于我们的。现况满足于我们的这逻辑。
Of course, we can experience of God.
当然，我们还是可以体验神。
But we never can walk on the water then.
但是我们没有办法像彼得一样走在海面上。
We never experience of a true God that even I can walk on the water, this kind of experience.
你们永远没有办法经历像彼得这样在 海面上走。
But those young people do not try really on the sea to let me walk on the water on the sea.
但是我们不要说
It's not ask that people let the dare to try the testing the God.
我们不是说要来试验神哦，就说啊，主啊，就让我来走到水面。
This is not that intention in the passage that.
这没有这种 intention 啊。
So, from the distance between God and us, they always have always have illogic, so we can say.
哦，在神与我们人之间呢，都有一个逻辑在里面。
This illogic, how we can the close the distance with God is we can overcome our own physical logic.
这是神与人之间这种非逻辑的状态存在啊。我们必须要能够超越我们人的这种逻辑，才能够到神那里。
So Peter he walked and close to Jesus Christ.
所以彼得在这边，他就是在水面上走，要走向主耶稣。
But at the same time, he is a man.
但在同时他是人。
We can here also see the our own weakness.
在这时我们可以看到我们人的这软弱。
Even Peter can even losing the face right the one moment.
即使是彼得，他会在那一个时刻丧失了信心。
No matter how strong we are, no matter how good we are,
不论我们多好，我们信心多强
，we still weak just a human being.
但是我们还是像一般人类一样是软弱的。
Even though he experienced walk on the water.
虽然他经验到在水面上走
，but he still fall into the water.
但是他还是下到就沉到水里面去。
At the same time, and while he drawn into the water, he stretched his hands.
就在他沉下去水的那一刻，他也伸出他的手。
And he asked Jesus, please save me.
他喊叫着主说救我。
This is a true faith also.
这也是一个真正的信心。
Well, now because when we look at all the disciples still there in the boat.
我们可以看看这其他的这些门徒，他们都是在船里面。
When they are in the boat, look at what Peter doing.
他们在船上看着彼得他所行的。
How funny it is when he just say he's the alone, he's the one who talked to Jesus, he walked on the water, he now drawn into the water.
真好笑啊！他自己跟主耶稣说他要走海面啊，主耶稣也让他真的走海面，可是他现在要沉下去。
He think he's the only one who has a great faith, huh?
彼得啊，他想他说他是一个有信心的人。
Look at he now drawn into the water.
但你看看他现在就是要沉下去啊。
And he stretched hands to ask for save.
你看他现在伸着手要向神说向神求救。
Jesus holding his hands at that time.
主耶稣就在那一刻抓住他的手。
And then he come out of the water.
然后他从水里面就被拉上。
Of course, the rest of the disciple they see that this scene.
当然这些门徒在船上看到。这一景。
They understand, wow, Jesus is a savior.
他们了解到主耶稣是救主。
But who is the one who really can feel that Jesus is their savior is Peter?
但谁才能够真正感受到主耶稣是救主呢？那是彼得。
All the disciples they can see indirectly, they can see, they can understand Jesus.
这些门徒他们是间接的，他们看到了。主耶稣是救主。
But Peter himself physically he experienced that Jesus is my savior there.
但是只有这个彼得，他是真正他个人感受到神耶稣是救主。
We have noticed here that we can understand when our faith, how we can grow up our faith. Sometimes we need a courage.
所以有时候我们想想我们自己，我们要在我们的信心怎么样来长大呢
？Overcome our human logics.
我们要怎么样能够克服我们这些人的逻辑呢
？Sometimes we can mistake.
我们可能会犯错。
But still, we are the one vividly experience of Jesus Christ.
但是我们却必须要来体验神。
Of course, other people also the benefit definitely.
当然其他的人也得到一些好处。
But hopefully, you and I to become like one of Peter's in our life.
但是我们却需要能够成为像彼得这样来亲身的体验。
And nobody wants to be failed.
没有人要失败。
But many times a fail helps us to serve us gain strength in the future.
但是我们却发现这些失败让我们得到这个体验 能够在未来能够成功。
Here is only the Peter he experienced failed.
在这边只有彼得他经验过这个失败。
All the rest of the disciples, they do not experience of success and fear. Just they just remain in the boat.
其他的门徒呢，他们只是在船上，并没有经历过这个失败与成功。
But Peter, he experienced this failure. Actually, later on, serving him to be he himself to stand up after three times denied Jesus Christ.
但是彼得他这边所学到的失败却让他将来能够了解到他那些三次不认主。
Still, he continued to serve God and love Jesus Christ.
所以在他在三次不认主之后呢，还是能够来服侍神。
And also, when have you thought about and Jesus is there and Peter walk onto the Jesus Christ and he just fall into the water, sink into the water.
你有没有想过，当主耶稣就在那边，然后他向耶稣走过去，然后他沉到水里面。
Now Jesus stretches his hands pull out of the water.
然后就在那一刻，主耶稣伸手拉住他彼得的手，拉住水面。
You and I would think about how Jesus and Peter went back to the boat.
我们或许会想说，他们两个怎么回到这船上呢
？Do you think of Jesus holding the Peter just like a baby this way? Because he might drown the water again.
你想耶稣他是抱着彼得，好像抱着小孩这样子呢，怕他再沉到水里面去
？Or Jesus holding the Peter's hand, walk together to back to the boat.
或者是说，耶稣是牵着彼得的手一起走回船上去
？My understanding is Jesus walked Peter holding the Peter's hands walk into the boat.
我的了解是主耶稣他是牵着彼得的手，然后走回船上。
That means he failed, so he about to draw into the water, but when Jesus stretched his hands, pull him out of the water, and again he can walk back on the water to reach to the boat.
换句话说，他失败了，他是要沉到水里面去，但是当主耶稣伸手拉他起来的时候，他是成功了，跟主一样是走着水面回到船上。
So Peter experienced the true hands of Jesus Christ.
所以彼得他也体验到这个真正的信心。
My own strength, I cannot walk on the water.
靠着我自己的这个力量，我没有办法走水面。
But when I stretch my hands, ask His help. When He holding my hands, then I can walk on the water.
但是当我伸出手呼求主的时候，他牵着我的手，我就有办法做。
Even such a harsh condition, harsh situation, a man's ways is impossible to walk, but when I holding his hand, it is possible.
即使在这种大风大浪的情况之下，只要是耶稣牵着我的手，我一样能够走水面。
Sometimes we encounter difficulties in our life.
有时我们在生活当中遇到很多的困难。
But our Lord Jesus already prayed for us beforehand.
但是主已经在替我们先祷告。
And then He allowed us things to happen in our life.
他也让这些困难发生在我们的生活。
The purpose is let us our life we can overcome this kind of wind and this kind of wave.
他的目的就是要让我们学习能够克服这些风浪。
So that we let us gain the courage and confidence in the Lord.
所以让我们能够重新恢复我们的信心。
And also, we do not rely on us, but let us rely on God.
这样子我们不会依靠我们自己，而是靠神。
Now, even though such harsh, but when the Jesus with us, then anything is difficult, but still we can overcome that.
所以无论说我们遭遇的这个困难多大，只要有耶稣与我们同在，我们都能够克服。
This is a great miracle.
这是一个很大的奇迹。
There's also in these miracles that all the disciples they learn a lot.
这也是所有的神迹门徒们都学到很多。
These 11 of them there, they make the ministry successful because of they learn from the Lord Jesus Christ.
在即使这十一个在船上的门徒他们的在他们传福音的行程当中，也都是因为看到神这样说，他能够有信心来做。
Nowadays, Jesus wants us to use the same way that we let us use as His disciples.
所以 神今天用我们，也就像耶稣在训练他的门徒。
Let us not too afraid of coming of wave and wind.
说我们不要惧怕让我们一定能够克服。
Because Jesus walking to us even such a wave and wind.
因为主耶稣在这种大风大浪之中，仍然是与我们同行。
He's our Savior and He's our Sustainer.
他是我们的救主。
He can protect ourselves.
他能够保护我们。
Let's sing him.